From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning and happy Friday, y'all.
How was your Valentine's Day?
As good as always.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do anything special?
Dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah. Do we both fell asleep?
Wine, how much wine did you have?
I don't drink very often, so I had a cocktail, and then I had a glass of wine.
Okay. And you were asleep by 8:30?
Not too long after we got home. He fell asleep first, I'm happy to say.
Well, okay.
So I can't blame it on me.
There you go. Not your fault. Not your fault. Well, you know Alfonso Ribeiro, right?
Yes. Yes.
He tried to copyright the Carlton dance. If you don't know, Alfonso, of course, was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He did the very famous Carlton dance, and he was rejected by the copyright office. Quote, these three dance steps is a simple routine that isn't registrable as a choreographic work.
He tried to copyright the actual work of the dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he was hoping anytime anyone did that dance move, he would get paid.
Right. Right.
Oh, please.
Well, he's got to do something. I mean, when was the last time he had work?
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, is he still doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he is.
And then Food Network.
Just not enough money to pay the bills.
Yeah,
Alfonso's
can't pay the bills.
Probably got a real rich silver spoon up his nose. See what I did there? Anybody get that one? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, time for the Who Cares News. I dare anybody to figure out what it was I was just referring to. But that's just, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Well, Kanye West is crazy.
Yes, he is.
But you know what else he is?
What?
A romantic. For Valentine's Day.
Yeah?
He gave his wife, Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, so long as we're not confused.
You know.
Yeah.
He gave her the gift of romance yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In the form of Kenny G.
Kenny G, the...
The saxophonist.
The saxophonist.
Mm-hmm. Of course, last night, I guess he was the saxophonist.
A CD? What? Tickets?
No,
to his...
Kenny G.
The Kenny G?
Uh-huh.
The what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, that sounds kind of kinky to me.
Kenny G needs work.
Yeah, well, right? Yeah. But, like, did they, like, you know, how do we know this? Did they do, like, the nasty? What the heck?
Well,
they have a threesome with Kenny G? What up?
Now you're just gross. Kim walked into her empty living room to find the floor covered with single roses, each in their own vase.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the people that are paid to put those down?
I know, right? We got to go to work for them. There's money over there in Calabasas. I'm telling you.
Now, in the middle of all these vases and roses and such,
yeah,
stood Kenny G. The real live
the real
Kenny
live
G.
Kenny G.
He was pumping out those sweet, smooth jazz melodies of his.
Oh, my God.
So what did you get your Valentine?
You know what? Last night, we went to dinner, of course, and we were listening to Brand X, the Love Channel on Sirius XM, and it was Barry Manilow hosting guest DJ. And I got to tell you, Barry doesn't sound very good anymore.
Gosh.
Oh, I felt so bad.
It's like bad for Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like he just sounded... He sounded like he was about 90 years old when he spoke, and he was guest DJ. It was kind of painful. But
I'm still a fan of Love, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we love Barry Manilow
here. I got
here.
To see him once.
Big Boss show, so yeah. So
he
sounded like he was having a good time. It's just his voice is gone. Kind of like mine this week.
So you didn't get her something like Kenny G, huh?
No. We don't do Kenny G at my house. We don't.
Everybody does Kenny G.
No, Kenny G.
I bet back in the day you listened to Kenny G. I bet you did.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe. Just a little bit.
He was big.
He was busy last night, obviously.
Obviously.
I'll take you back to the Michael Bolton episode of Two and a Half Men. Nothing says romance like Bolton.
Well, it was an extra special Valentine's Day for Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom last night.
Really? Do tell.
After an on-again, off-again relationship that began with French fries on a dress.
Yep.
And progressed to naked paddleboarding.
Yep.
And eventually a motorcycle ride out into the West.
Yep.
They are... Dun-dun-dun-dun... Engaged.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, here's what this tells me.
What does this tell you?
That, and then I think this is after the whole Jennifer Aniston birthday party thing.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Where Katie's ex was there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe Orlando said, you know what, I better put a ring on it before her ex comes back knocking.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
And Orlando must be working hard because he was not her number one.
No, I know. Yeah. And he knows that. So,
and I wonder if that was John Mayer. I have to wonder that.
Well, yeah, of course it was John Mayer.
Yeah.
She alluded to the fact that he was number one in bed.
So you got to wonder.
That puts Orlando behind number one. Was he 2, 3, 4, 7, 22? But she's whipped him into shape, obviously.
I guess so.
Or she's accepting sloppy seconds. What can I say?
Well, Katie shared her very first Instagram with her now fiancé.
Oh, it's Instagram official.
It's Insta-ficial.
Yeah.
A close-up of the pair is surrounded by numerous heart-shaped balloons.
Oh, boy.
But
balloons
not,
aren't necessarily good for
the
event.
But again, Kenny G was busy.
Kenny G. This is why Kanye booked him. He's like, no. Can't let Katy Perry get him. Can't let Taylor Swift get him. No. Besides, I made that bitch famous. Maybe they got Bolton.
Maybe.
Maybe they got Bolton.
Maybe he wasn't busy.
Well, he did that commercial for the Super Bowl, and now he's got some time on his hands.
So in this whole, you know, heart-shaped balloon Insta-official thing, she was showing off her unique flower-shaped diamond ring.
That sounds like that would hurt. Yeah. Petals and stuff sticking out all over your finger.
This unique shaped...
I'm going to have to go on Insta and see what it looks like.
Well, this unique flower-shaped diamond ring features a colorful pink jewel in the center, and she captured it full bloom.
Ah, gee. I get it now. You know what? It's not bad. Look at this. I've got this up here on the screen. It's not bad. It looks like a brooch on her finger. You know brooches? Doesn't it look like a brooch?
It looks like a brooch.
It looks like a brooch.
On her finger.
1 million likes. Hmm. Somebody go in there and put hashtag who cares news on her.
I'm happy for Katy Perry.
You know what? I am too. Good for her.
She's actually okay.
She's all right.
Katy Perry's okay.
Yeah.
I she's okay. Well, she kind of grew into herself.
Yeah. Well, she's got to do something now because she's not relevant on the pop charts anymore. So,
true.
Know, past that. So, plus she's like 140 now, isn't she? I'm kidding. She's not.
Yeah, 128.
She's like over 30, right?
She's ever. Well, Kim Kardashian is almost. She's pushing 40.
You know what? Cesar Romero was tall, and today was his birthday. So.
Well, he's relevant today then.
There we go. All right, have a good weekend. Now, we'll be back on Tuesday because Monday's a holiday for me. Not for you, but for me. So have a great weekend, what little you get of it, and we'll see you Tuesday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.